Good morning and welcome to Walk It Out. I am Leah McCray and it is a blessing to be with you this morning. It is a blessing to wake up and be able to praise our God. Hallelujah. He is so good to us and his mercies are new every morning. We can never forget that. So whatever we went to bed, whatever we left in this earth, in our lives last night, when we wake up this morning, we know that it is a new day, that God's love is never failing. We just have to have the faith to grab the next, to grab the new, to live life the way He has designed us to live, to be a blessing, amen, a praise to His glory. So let's just start with a prayer and a hallelujah in our spirit, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank You so much for this day. We thank You, God, for just Your love for us, Your faithfulness, Your care. We just bless You this morning. We ask for forgiveness of sin, God. And we pray, Lord, that we would be Your hands and Your feet today. Whatever it is that You have on our agenda, Lord, we embrace that and we put down our own motives, our own will on whatever it is that we have set up to do today, Lord. We just submit it to Your will and Your way. So lead us and guide us, and we thank You. Give us revelation in this time together in Your word. We love You and we bless You in Jesus' name. Amen. So we are starting Exodus chapter 1 today, and that's where we are. So let's get started. I'm on my treadmill. I'm on my treadmill. Got my handy weights. I don't know what you're doing this morning. I pray that you are getting some exercise, that you are transforming your bodies as we transform our mind. You know, our bodies are the temple of God, so we have to take care of them. We have to treat them with love, amen, and with care, for they are not our own. They belong to God, and I know that's something that I have to remember and that I have to seriously think about when I want to abuse my body by eating a whole bunch of cake and ice cream and cookies or, you know, so whatever it is that you know that you need to watch and to take control over, right? Because we're not a slave to anything. We are not a slave to anything or anyone but Christ. So we have to discipline our bodies and put them under subjection. Amen. And that's what we're doing as we get into the Word of God. So the Lord has a blessing on that. And He will, we do what we can do, and He will do what we can. Amen. All right. So Exodus 1. Now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah; Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin; Dan and Naphtali; Gad and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph was already in Egypt. And Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. Okay, so in this first verse of Exodus, remember, the last verse of Genesis, or that last chapter, Jacob had died, Joseph had died. And what was left were all the other brothers and their children. But now, we go to the very next book, and in the fifth verse of that first chapter, we know that all of them die. Or the sixth verse, that all of the brethren and all that generation. Okay, so we know that there was some time missing here. But during this time, all the brothers, all the heads of the families, or the heads of the tribes, have passed. So, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. So here's the manifestation of the blessing. You know that they will multiply and they will be fruitful. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. So whenever you hear that, okay, you know that there's going to be a change in attitude, a change coming, right? And he said unto his people, behold, people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it comes to pass that when they falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us. So get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treacherous cities, Pithon and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. My goodness, listen to this. Did you hear that? The more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. That's for somebody today. You know, you may be being harassed. You know, the enemy may be afflicting you, trying to discourage you, trying to harm you, trying to beat you down. But come on, you are under the blessing. You are blessed of God. If you know Jesus, then you are a son of Abraham. You are a son of Jacob, son or daughter. Okay, I'm talking son position. Okay, not sex here, position. So you are blessed, and you will be fruitful, and you will multiply, and you will grow, and you will be successful. So whatever the enemy tries to do to you, he can't stop you, because the Spirit of the Lord has already blessed you. What God has blessed, no man can curse. No enemy can curse. So that's good. That's a good thing to remember. So, and the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter and hard with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field, all their service therein, and made them serve with vigor. And to me, this verse right here is a picture of the enemy, of what he desires to do in our lives, to make our lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar, you know, in concrete. You know, the bondage where you can't even move, that type of bondage, not like with straps. This says in mortar. You know, straps, sometimes you can brace against that, and you can break a strap. But if you are encased in concrete, what can you do? This is the enemy. This is a picture of what the enemy desires to do in your life and in my life, to make our lives bitter. Come on now, where there's no unforgiveness, where there's just a bunch of regret and anger. Hallelujah. Where we can't move, we can't turn, because we're in bondage. God is making that plain right here. Verse 14 in Exodus. He's showing us a picture of what the enemy would love to do in your life today. Make it better. Make it full of bondage. This is what he was doing in the lives of the Israelites in the natural. So, moving on. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shaphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. Here's the spirit of Molech, the spirit of that's rising up. You know, the spirit of sacrificing and killing children. That same spirit of abortion that we see today. Hey, I'm sorry, but it has to be said. Come on. That same spirit, that is from hell. That is the demonic spirit. And we see it here. And it's just like the enemy. And okay, so this is natural. This is a natural thing to talk about. It's also spiritual. And it's spiritual in two ways. You know, not only is it the spirit of abortion to kill babies, but it's the spirit of abortion to kill spiritual babies. Okay, what God has created you to birth in the kingdom. You know, the visions, the dreams, everything that he has placed in you to be birthed. Here comes the enemy. Here comes that spirit of Molech, that spirit of abortion that wants to come and kill what God has is birthing, and the earth is birthing in you. Okay, so we see this, and we know that in this chapter, in this verse, what's going on here is the enemy is seeking to kill God's people. Amen? So, but, come on now, let the midwives fear God. The midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but save the men's children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have you done this thing and have saved the men's children alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered. Here the midwives come in unto them. So what they're telling the king is that, you know, king, we're trying to do your will, but we can't. These Egyptian women, they're so healthy. You know, they have so much spirit that they birth their own babies before we can even get there. The babies are born, and you know, that's not exactly the truth. You know, they're honoring God. They don't want to sin against this God. So they're not killing these babies. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives. Come on now. And the people multiply and wax very mighty. This right here, this is testimony. This is a word you can stand on. When you go against someone telling you to do something that you know God is not in it, and you say, I'm not doing that, to your own hurt, to your own detriment, this verse, underline this and highlight it. You can stand on this. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very great. God is going to deal well with you when you make a stand, okay? When you don't follow the mob, when you don't follow the world, because you know that this is not something that is godly, that God endorses, that you can't find this in the Word. God says he will deal well with you. You don't have to worry about the mob, because one with God is a majority. Hallelujah. So, verse 20, 21. And it came to pass. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this workout and this study and your Word. Hallelujah. And your Spirit. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. Wow. And it came, okay. So not only is he protecting them, but he's also blessing them and giving them goods. Come on now. So the blessing is spiritual, but the blessing is also natural. Expect to be blessed spiritually, because we are seated in heavenly places, hallelujah, with all spiritual blessings. That's the word. But he made them houses. So he gave them natural, earthly things to enjoy. And here's another word. For God desires to give gifts to his people. For he came that we may have life, and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Right here. All of this in Exodus chapter 1. And Pharaoh charged all his people. Going back to the verse 22. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. So this verse ends with a curse on Pharaoh. With a curse that Pharaoh pronounces on the people of God. Right? So he wants to kill every son born. Why is this, I wonder? Because who is going to be born from this family that the devil ultimately wants to kill? That's Jesus. So he's already set in motion. The spirit of Antichrist is alive and well in Pharaoh. And the spirit of Antichrist has a plan. but God. Come on now. He has a plan for our lives too. But God. But God is greater, and we're in Him. Amen. So hallelujah and bless His holy name. So that is Exodus chapter 1. I don't think we're going to move on to Exodus 2 today. Let's see. No, we are going to stop right here. Because we had a lot to chew on that. We got about 12 minutes, 13, to just continue working out to get your 30 minutes in. You got to do your 5-minute cool down. But just chew on that word today. God drops a bomb. Amen. About His provision, His protection. About how we don't have to follow the mob. About how He has a plan. And the enemy, yeah, he wants to wreck it. He wants to wreck your life. But you know what? God is greater. You just stay in Him. You just hang on to the vision and the promise that He placed in you. You just continue to do good. Amen. Continue to do good. Don't grow weary in doing good. Just like the midwives. Hang on to what God said. And watch Him bless you. Not just spiritually, but naturally. For everything He created was for us. For us to have dominion and authority to enjoy. Amen. So God bless you. Have an awesome, awesome day in the Lord. And until we meet again in Exodus chapter 2 and see where else God has us, have a wonderful day. Bye.